You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we get a political expert's predictions on what stories might dominate the headlines this year in Wisconsin politics.
First, in the lead up to Inauguration Day, NPR is teaming up with local stations around the country to get a sense of the strengths, hopes, and challenges facing individual communities. The tour is called A Nation Engaged. On Wednesday, NPR's national political correspondent Don Gagne will be in Milwaukee with speakers from Wisconsin Family Action, NAACP Milwaukee, and more, along with WPR's own assistant news director Kyla Calvert-Mason and members of the Milwaukee area community.
Don Gagne joins us now to talk about A Nation Engaged and what he's learned over this last year covering the election. Don, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be coming back to the Great Midwest next couple days.
We're glad to have you. Well, let's start off by looking at the idea. What is the idea behind A Nation Engaged?
So tonight, On Point Radio is doing a special program, kind of getting a variety of perspectives and call-ins about what people are looking for from the new administration. Now, separate from that, we're doing these series of community events around the country. There's one in Sacramento. I believe there may be one in St. Louis. Certainly, there's the one in Milwaukee this week, and we want to kind of have the same kind of discussion, but really focused on a place and a community. And the very basic question that we start with is, and all of these start with the same thing, what do you want the new president to know about you or your community as he takes office? And then we'll just start the discussion from there.
Well, the election results this year surprised some people, and they highlighted the fact that we're a nation of very different lived experiences some of the time. And with that in mind, what do you hope conversations like the one you're having in Milwaukee on Wednesday will bring to light?
We all know where the disagreements are, right? I mean, we heard them all year. We heard them in certainly not the most nuanced way all year, from candidates or from surrogates or even from people on the ground. You know, regular folks who were so vested in the outcome or still trying to make up their mind. But what I hope we can do is find areas where there are agreement, find places where there might be a little give that's willing to be given and a little take that's willing to be taken from the other side, so that we can have something that actually does get to a very serious discussion. Obviously, you get people from different perspectives, right? We'll have Hillary Clinton voters there. We'll have Donald Trump voters there. We may have some folks who aren't with one of the independent parties, but you don't expect it to be all can't we all just get along, let's figure out a way to go forward. But it's nice to have a good civil discussion the way you might with a family member who you know and love, who you disagree with, and you might over beers or over dinner have a very civil conversation. That's what I'm hoping that this will be.
You're hoping for that. And still, this is raw for a lot of people. Donald Trump has not taken office yet. The inauguration is until the 20th. I mean, do you think that America is ready to have the conversation you're hoping that it will have?
Well, that's the question, right? And we're not asking anybody to forgive and forget and all that. I mean, if you're emotional about this, if you feel serious about this, one way or another, no matter which side you were on, then that's absolutely fine. But we do want to try to find a way to have a conversation going forward that does really kind of wrestle with some of these things.
Here in Wisconsin, we are a state that has been divided by a lot of partisan rancor on both sides for the past few years ago. Do you see Wisconsin as a lab for the kind of conversations that will be happening in the rest of the country, either with NPR or without?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, obviously, a lot of it will depend on the panelists and the audience. And I'll do my best to kind of keep it going as a real conversation. But having spent as much time in Wisconsin as I have, during not just during the Scott Walker years, but before that, I've kind of seen how raw it is and how raw it continues to be in many places on certain issues. So, Wisconsin being obviously a battleground state and one of the surprise states that, left that long-standing tradition of voting for Democrats in presidential elections, in this particular election, in some ways, it's a really great place, maybe the perfect place to have this conversation. But you also go into it, very, very aware of what the people of Wisconsin, have gone through in these intense battles within the state over the past couple of cycles.
NPR's Don Gagne is with us now. He's NPR's national political correspondent, and he'll be in Milwaukee on the 11th, on Wednesday, to facilitate a community conversation called A Nation Engaged. And Don, you said you spent a lot of time in Wisconsin over the past few years, and I wonder, as a political reporter who travels a lot, who talks to a lot of people, what strikes you about where Wisconsin is politically and what the big issues are here?
Wisconsin is always interesting, as for me, you've got the entire upper Midwest. I grew up in Southeast Michigan and worked for many years out of Detroit for NPR. But Wisconsin, you obviously have, the huge rural swaths of the state, which tend to vote a certain way. You've got the urban areas, you've got college towns, so you've got all of that in a state that is it's easier to get around Wisconsin than say Pennsylvania or Florida. Florida, you can drive forever, across the state. So there's something about how you can find so many different points of views, within the confines of this state. And I also always find it fascinating how different Wisconsin is in either the midterm elections or say in a special election than it is in a general election. And I will tell you, it is it's one of those states, and I don't think everybody's just being kind of kind to a former Midwesterner who's showing up, where people are willing to sit down, they're willing to talk, they're willing to let you kind of slide in next to them in the booth at the diner, or come to their house and talk to them, or at the union hall or wherever. And as a reporter, that's something that I've always really appreciated.
What issues do you think got overlooked until the election that might be thrown into the spotlight now when you open up that corner booth on Wednesday?
That's a good question. I don't know that I can presuppose what people there might think should have been covered more or maybe less for that matter. Mostly I just want to kind of have an open mind and try to guide the discussion and ask pointed questions and kind of push and pull a little bit as we go along.
Don Gagne is with us now. He's NPR's national political correspondent, and he'll be in Milwaukee this Wednesday evening to facilitate a community conversation called A Nation Engaged.
And we'd like to hear from you now at 800-642-1234. What's your answer to that question Don posed a few minutes ago? What do you want the new president to know about you or your community as he takes office? And what local issues might have gotten lost in the campaign or been oversimplified? And are you able still to have civil conversations with friends or family members who disagree with you politically? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll pick up the conversation in just a bit. Stay with us here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And Don Gagne is with us now. He's NPR's national political correspondent. He'll be in Milwaukee this Wednesday evening to take part in a community conversation called A Nation Engaged. The event aims to get at the hopes, challenges, and strengths in your community. And last check, the event was at capacity, but we can have this conversation right now on the radio.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. The opening question at this community event, What do you want the new president to know about you or your community as he takes office? What local issues might have gotten lost in the campaign or been oversimplified? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll take our first caller now. We have Dan joining us in Stevens Point. Dan, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. The issue that I would like to have President-elect Trump consider is climate change. At one time, I think it was 2009, he was very supportive of climate change action. And since then, he has called it a hoax and has backed away from his earlier positions on it. But I can think of no more important issue facing our entire civilization than the climate crisis, which we are now facing. It's going to have a tremendous impact on Wisconsin, already is having a tremendous impact here, and is going to have an impact throughout the nation.
Thank you for that call, Dan. I appreciate hearing what you're thinking about. And Don, climate change is something that some environmentalists are concerned about with the election of Donald Trump. Where do you see this conversation going, evolving?
Well, and I'll tell you, I mean, you asked specifically what were things that didn't get kind of a full airing during the campaign. I mean, excuse me, obviously climate change, you know, came up. But I, if my memory serves me, I don't think there was a single question about climate change in any of the presidential debates, which strikes me as interesting. Here's the thing about Donald Trump. Kind of setting aside his personality and his Twitter feed and all of that kind of stuff, if we can do that for a moment, there are so many issues where he has been all over the map, and you know, been on one side and then the other over the course of his, I was going to say public life. I guess he has been in public, even though he's been in private business the whole time. I don't mean his time as a public official, but and climate change is one of those, and we don't know exactly what he will start to do, how he will view that issue once he gets to the White House. Now, there was plenty that Republicans who are, you know, suspicious of the climate change science found to not like about him over the course of the primary campaign. That, and then certainly once we got to the general election, your caller is right. You know, the word hoax came up, and his EPA pick, Scott Pruitt, is certainly not someone who has been, interested or sympathetic is a better word to any of the, you know, arguments put forth by the majority of climate scientists. So, you know, that's one thing on the ledger that we can certainly look at and to begin to judge him by, but It is one of those issues where we can't say a lot at this point.
Dan, thanks so much for the call and the thoughts. And we're going to go next to Kathy in Madison. Kathy, hi.
Hi. What I expect from the next 4 years is a lot of bloviating rhetoric and spin and confusion. I am probably obviously a Hillary voter, but I have lots of friends and family who voted for Trump. Some who are longtime Republicans, never Trumpers, but in the end, there was an issue that was dear to them, and they ended up voting for Trump, thinking he was going to come through for them. And I have other people who, on the south, you know, blue collar, working class, South Side Milwaukee, union people who are my friends and family who I grew up with, who I understand the middle class problems that they've had going way back to the Reagan years, the slow dribble of you know, loss that they've had over all these decades, but I still can't believe that it was Trump who they think is going to solve the problems for them.
And Kathy, how do you find it having conversations with the people who disagreed with you in the election?
Very hard, really hard. I had breakfast with a friend of mine who from high school was a longtime Republican who was one of the never Trumpers, but then ended up voting for Trump. And it was just difficult. I mean, she threw the Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas thing at me and denies that there are 20 million people on Obamacare. And I came home and I said to my husband, I'm not sure how I'm going to maintain this friendship for the next
Kathy,
4 years.
Thank you so much for sharing all that, your thoughts. And Kathy, still finding it hard. She is not so much in a place wanting to inform the next administration, but she's still struggling with the day-to-day life, living part of disagreeing politically right now, Don.
I think I remember that the Marquette University poll of maybe 2 years ago. So it wasn't about this presidential election, but it was how a majority of people said personal relationships and family relationships had been affected by the polarized politics in the state. I think we would have found the same thing and then some, you know, with the 2016 poll asking the same question. But it's, you know, Donald Trump continues to say that, you know, he is going to unite the country. The interesting thing, though, is that, you know, if you're looking at his Twitter feed, which sometimes we're told we're not supposed to take literally, I'm not sure how else to take it, because it is now, you know, an official statement from the president-elect. But he calls, you know, just this week, you know, Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, a clown. Today he called Meryl Streep, just because she made those remarks at the Golden Globes last night, you know, a loser. And those are just two examples from the last, you know, 72 hours or so. Forgive my cough that I'm still kind of wrestling with here.
It's winter.
It's exactly. But his best position, his argument that he puts forth that he will unite people seems to be, once you see the results, people will come around once the jobs start coming back or whatever. Obviously, you know, we have no data to base anything on at that point. I mean, we have a few announcements here and there about car companies and investments, but the connection of those announcements to Trump is not particularly strong at this point. So it's going to be really fascinating in these places where people who voted different ways do come together. See how they navigate this coming administration as well.
Don Gagne is with us right now, NPR's national political correspondent. He's going to be in Milwaukee on Wednesday evening to take part in a community conversation like the one we're having right now, called A Nation Engaged. And the starting question, what do you want the new president to know about you or your community as he takes office? This is in the lead up to Inauguration Day. And you can call us with your thoughts on that question at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And let's take another caller now. We've got Tim joining us in La Crosse. Tim, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to share?
Oh, well, I believe that we're more racially divided than we ever have with Obama. He's split the country up pretty good.
And so you're hopeful for the future, for the Trump inauguration?
Well, that it'd be at least get better than what it is. It's been, he said that it's better now than it ever was, Obama did, but I find that I haven't heard a person that would agree with that.
Tim, thanks so much for calling. Appreciate that. And Don, Tim is saying that President Obama has been a divisive president, that the nation is more racially divided than it was 8 years ago. And he thinks we can do better with a new president, with Donald Trump. What do you think about that?
I mean, there are certainly still racial divisions in this country, and I think President Obama would be the first to say that his presence in the White House and his presidency have not, you know, kind of waved a magic wand and fixed any of that. And, you know, whether it's worse than it was 8 years ago, that's not for me to say. It's going to be a challenge for a President Trump as well. He did do, if you look at the exit polls, about as well as Mitt Romney, and certainly better than expected among, you know, Hispanic and Latino voters, you know, he did not do well among African-American voters. There were some turnout questions there. Obviously, this is going to be, a major issue going forward for this country, certainly.
All right, time for one more quick call. Connor is next in Cumberland. Hi, Connor.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about kind of the difference between small town and big town. I'm from a small town in northern Wisconsin, but I go to college in the Milwaukee area, and I just find it interesting looking at how differently people respond to things like the Milwaukee riots, for example. At my school, you know, it was a huge thing because it was so close. But then I went home for Thanksgiving, and, you know, there were people I talked to that didn't even realize it had happened. And I feel that those differences were kind of not necessarily highlighted in a lot of the debates and the rhetoric surrounding the election.
Connor, thank you so much for sharing that perspective. And Don, this is something that a lot of people say was born out on Election Day in where the votes turned out for Donald Trump. And briefly, we've got less than a minute here, but what do you say to Connor?
It's certainly a very real divide, and one that is getting a lot more attention, I think, the urban-rural divide in the country. I did some stories on that over the course of the campaign from Colorado and elsewhere. As you said, you look at the map, the urban areas are blue, the vast rural areas are red, and that's the divide right there.
And Don, you're coming to Milwaukee, and you said you've also got Sacramento coming up. Where else can people see you?
This is the one I'm doing. We've got Sam Sanders is doing the one in Sacramento. My colleague Sarah McCammon is doing one. I want to say that's in St. Louis, but I'm not 100% sure. And then Asma Khalid, my other colleague from the elections desk, is also doing one. And I suspect there will be more of these as the first year of the Trump administration plays out.
And we look forward to having you, Don. Thanks for joining us.
All right, I will bring honey and maybe some whiskey with me on stage.
Excellent. Don Gagne, NPR's national political correspondent. He'll be in Milwaukee on Wednesday.